Okay. Let's start. So we are talking about frogs.
Why not?
Now this piece in the going is not shy of what he does in the Gemara. Every single word is being meramez to unbelievable Ramazim. Then what I have to say that what Rabbi Feldman does in the Juggler and the King in the book, what he did with this piece is unbelievable. I read it all. I read the Juggler and the King paragraph. I learned over the Goyim. Read it over again. Like he pulled out so much from here. This is so much hidden. It's really good.
After doing it so many
After
times,
going back and forth, I can finally sell where he's coming from. All of his sophists. Yeah, it's very, very cautious. Well, Kapana, let's go one step at a time. So we're talking about Amar Rabba Bar Chana, the Didi page your chesed in the sefer, the Didi Chazal Yahia Karusa. I saw this frog, Davi Ki Akra da Hagrunya, that was like the city of Akra da Hagrunya, of Akra da Hagrunya, Kamahavishit and Batin. It was Akra da Hagrunya was 60 houses big. Otat Osa Tanina Ubola. Then a snake came in and bit it and swallowed the frog. Asa Parshur Kunsa. And then a raven came, ubalo tanina, and swallowed the snake that swallowed the frog. If in case Chagadia gets boring one Pesach, just throw this in instead. Then the salik yasev ba'alna. Then the raven that ate the snake that ate the frog. So it went to sit on a tree. Imagine how strong that tree is. Amar Papa Bar Shmuel, Ilava Vay Hasim. If I would not have been there, Loi Hava, Loi Hemne, I would not have believed it. So in case we thought it was a mashal, it almost sounds like R' Papa is coming to say, "I saw this." But don't worry, the girl is going to explain it in the mashal form. He's going to explain that line gufa in the mashal. It's not shy. Okay, so as we said last time, unbelievable Chazal. I asked a few people, no one ever heard of this Chazal before. That the Mida Kenegi Mida, why the Egyptians were punished by frogs, is because they were called the Yidden to do Bittul Torah. Why? Because frogs croak both in day and at night. Most animals have a time of day that they're active. Frogs croak the whole day and the whole night. So too, Talmidei Chacham are supposed to learn all day and all night. And Mamela, since they were Mevatel, the Torah of the Talmidei Chacham, they were supposed to learn all day and all night, they were punished by frogs. So this is up to Zohar HaKadosh, and the Goyim brings it down right here. Okay? So you have new Torah for your Pesach Seder. Okay, now. What's the 60? Why? And we spoke to this at last week. I'm just going very quickly, so I'm going over it. So, what is the deal with the 60 houses? Why is this frog as big as 60 houses? Because 60 houses, the number 60 represents the Masechtas and Shas. There are 60 Masechtas and Shas, and therefore this frog is Baki B'chol HaTorah. He's Baki in 60 Masechtas and Shas. Now, just keep in mind that all the other stories that we learned till now are talking about fake Talmidei Chachamim. And it's talking about the Yetzer Hara of being a faker. And we talked about kina, taiva, and kavod, right? And why that can overtake a Talmud Chacham. Now we're talking about a real Talmud Chacham. He's a frog, meaning to say he learns all day and all night. And he has conquered. He's as big as Hagrunya, which is 60 homes, which means he has a kinyan in all 60 mesechtes. So Mufrek the Goyin, why didn't it just say 60 homes? He's as big as 60 homes. Why did he have to say he's as big as a city, which is as big as 60 homes? The answer for that is, he says, so he says, Shish, because it says, she, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Shishim Melachis, Shishim Hema Melachis, Vushmoinim Melachim, Achasi Yoinasi Samasi. So there are 60 Masechtas and Shas, but there's one thing that holds it all together, which is Yoinasi Samasi, which is Yiras Hashem. The Yiras Hashem is the Oitzer HaToiv. So Memela, since it's the Oitzer HaToiv, so that's what holds it all together. That's what keeps everything together is the what holds it all together is the the city, which means the oitzar the Torah is the Yerushalayim. That's what holds it all together. Okay, so that's what he saw. He saw Gevaldik HaTalmud Chacham, but then he saw what's the biggest challenge from the Talmud Chacham. The challenge is the snake. Asa Hagroinya Asa Tanina Ubala. So what is the challenge of the snake? Now, interestingly, even though the Rashbam teaches Tanina, well, he doesn't teach it, but normally say it's a snake, but really Tanina is a Tanin. A Tanin is a serpent, maybe. I don't know the difference between a serpent and a snake, but it's a sea snake. It's a sea, what do you call it, a sea serpent?
Sea creature, I don't know.
Some sort of sea creature. Taninim is in the yam. And Nachash is generally speaking on the Aretz. So the Goyin, let's read it inside. Asa Tanina Ubala, K'moshe Kosuv. He brings a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, "Bayom Ahu Yifkad Hashem B'char Bo Yakasha Ve'agdoila Ve'achazaka Al Livyasan." He in that day Hashem will destroy three things: the Livyasan Nachash Bereach, the snake which is Nachash Bereach, a straight snake, the Alivyasa Nachash Akalsin, and the twirled up snake, the Harag is the Tanin Hashem Yam, and also the Tanin in the Yam. So there's two types of Nachashim. There's the Nachash, the straight one, the curled one. In addition to that, there's a third one, which is the Tanin. And that's in the Yam. The first two snakes are on the Aretz. The Inyanoi, Kosh Omer Bezoyar, Kishne Tanin Nimhein. Echaru Mishaloi al Afar. Vinikra Nachash. So the first two are the Nachashim, and Nachash, what's the Indian of the Nachash? The Nachash is supposed to go on the Afar, on the ground. Vechad Bayam Vinikra Tanim. Vinyanai. Mipnei Shein Shnei Yitzarim. There's always two Yitzre Hara in this world. One is that Yodea es Raboy Miskavin Limroid Boy. Just take on the religion straight up. You know what's the deal, but you're not interested. So, and the other one, the other Kayach is, so that's like the Kayach of Kfira or whatever. There's another Kayach of Taiva. Yeah, you know what's right, but you can't handle it. And both of those are on the Aretz. Mamish Kenegin. Go connect everything. Go connect everything. Ki oisun sheshili tasanu pituyan alame aratzos shehiluchan baaretz v'lchein nikra am aretz. These two yitzrei hara, it's an unbelievable shtickle in the going here. These two yitzrei hara that are in the aretz, symbolized by the two types of snakes, are symbolized by called amei haaretz, two types of amei haaretz. V'zeh yitzer nikra nachash. Vashani, then there's a second area or a third one total, which is Nikra Tanin, and that's in the Yam. The Yam, remember we spoke about, the Yam is its own little world. The Yam is the Talmud Chacham. He's already in the world of the Torah. He's in the Yam at Talmud. He's in the Torah. But in the Torah itself, something can happen to distract him from the Torah. Shehin HaTalmid HaChachamim Shehiluchim B'Yam at Talmud U'B'Mayonei HaChacham Levatlon Meisach HaTorah. So for him, it's a little different. He's not going to convince the Talmud Chacham to be a Kofer. He's not going to convince the Talmud Chacham to be overcome by Tivus and just give up everything. That's for Amei Aretz. That's and Talmud Chacham is not challenged by the Amei Aretz. But the Talmud Chacham is challenged by the Tanin, which is in the Yam, trying to just be Mevatel his learning. He comes up with Tirdis. He comes up with no Parnasa. He got to go work. Listen, it's a mitzvah. You got to go do this, go do that. There's a mitzvah here to do. There's a tier there to do. There's, you got to all the tirdas. And that's the tanin in the yam. He's in the yam with you. He's in the yam with you. He's not pulling you on the aretz, dragging you down. But in the yam, he's there to mevatel your Torah. Now the going takes, this is what he says. So memela zuck the going. That one of those distractions, let's call it, is the focus is the problem is is how does he mevatel you from Torah? Because he worries you about your parnasa. So therefore, that's what he's saying right now. Just to get back here before we forget the Hemshech. So to grow after all this. So he says, but what's the biggest challenge to the Yetzer Hara, to the Talmud Chacham, that already knows 60 Masechtas in Sha'as and has Yir Shemayim? Is he challenged by the Leviathan Nachash Akalson and the Leviathan Nachash Briach? No, because he's already past that. He's already, obviously, you know, your person can never be sure. So what is the challenge? The challenge is the Tanin, and that's what it says here in the Gemara. The Tanin Bolak swallowed him. What happened was the worry of Parnassa swallowed him up. The worry that he's not going to be able to make it tomorrow. The worry that he has stuff to do. He needs to get this done and that done. And the worry of the Parnassa got to him and swallowed him up. And this is what got him to stop his learning. And this is the challenge that he's talking about here in the Gra. So whereas till now he was talking about the fake Talmud Chacham that was swallowed up by Kenneth Taib and Kavan, now he's talking about the real Talmud Chacham that now is faced with the challenge of Parnassa. And that's symbolized by the Tanin. Now, before we get to what's the way to get around that, which is going to be symbolized by the Oirev, because the Oirev swallowed the snake or swallowed the Tanin, let's go a step further in the Goyin, which is total Goyinus, and I'm going to get to it a little more tomorrow. The Goyin brings down another Gemara to connect this Gemara, to connect to these three Yetzirah Hara. He brings a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Memtes. It says, Gedoyla sina shesoinim amay aret l'tamidei chachamim. Yoyser misina shesoinim umas ha'ilam es Yisrael. More than the goyim hate the yidin, amay aret hates tamidei chachamim. Amay aret hate tamidei chachamim. And that's clear because they make them feel guilty with him. So he says that's the first level, is the sina of the amay aret to the tamidei chacham. The second one, v'nishoyseyem yoyser mehem. But the wives of the Talmid Chacham, and the wives of the Amei Aretz, is even more than the Amei Aretz himself. Tana, Shono Piresh, but the guy who learned and stopped learning, Kashim Akulam, he hates the Talmid Chacham even more. Those are the three. Zokta Goin, these three are connected to the three animals we just mentioned. The Nachash Briach is one type of Nachash. The two Nachashim are both Amei Haaretz. So he's Medayik, Amei Haaretz. What's the two? The Amaretz and his wife. Those are the first two levels. So that is talking about the two Yitzrei Hara. And the Amaretz is the Nachash HaKalsoy. He attacks it straight up. The Nachash HaKalsoy is the wife. The third level is the Shano Pirish. He learned and he stopped learning. Oh, he's the one that's going to be the Tanin, because he's going to be the one that's going to convince the Talmud Chacham from the inside. Hey, buddy, what are you wasting your time over here? Come with me and see the big. Come with me. This is not a good way of life. So he's going to be the third level. So that's the Goyin Shtel Su, that pasuk in Yeshaya to that Gemara and Pesachim, that the two Nechashim are the two Amei Aretz and the Tanin is the Shano Pirish. And we'll expand on that a little bit more tomorrow, but it's a fascinating concept. Hopefully we'll get to it tomorrow. Okay, cultivate everybody.
Yeah.
Nice, thank you.
Good night, guys. Thank you.